With just 3 months until the Brexit deadline, we've had the EU immediately reject newly elected British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's demands for a better Brexit deal. Now, Boris Johnson has vowed to take Britain out of the European Union on the 31st of October, with or without a deal. But the how of it all proving to be very elusive still. And Dave Moore, who's chief investment strategist at Old Mutual Multi-Managers, joins us on the line now to take a look at some of the possible scenarios and repercussions. Thanks so much, Dave, for your time this evening. So Theresa May's exhausted, of course, all possible avenues to get her Brexit plan through Parliament. What kind of plan do you see Johnson putting on the table?
Alicia, I wish I had an answer. I think if we look at the promise that he's made that he's going to leave at the end of October, come hell or high water, exactly how he's going to do that's going to be difficult. I mean, he's got a divided Conservative Party. They have voted in the past against a no-deal Brexit. So it's very difficult to see how it's going to pan out. And that's why we see all this uncertainty. And the impact one has seen on the pound, on property companies, and the likes. The only thing is that if the EU sits down and, sort of starts to think about what a no deal could mean for them, and if it could impact on some politically sensitive groups within the EU, and one must remember, the EU is not growing at a rapid pace anyhow and would be sensitive to any disruption to their economy as well, although it will be smaller than the UK. That could possibly help him. But other than that, it's difficult to see how he's going to wangle his way out of this one.
You talk about a smaller impact, being dished out to the EU economy. Let's put the UK economy in the spotlight for a moment, because it hasn't entered a recession, since the June the 2016 referendum, and the economy overall has performed reasonably well so far. But there are clear signs of stress. So is this the calm before the storm as you see it?
Yes, I think there's been a lot of talk that the UK should have been in the recession already, but I think that is political posturing. Economies don't just dive into recessions immediately because of uncertainty. But if you look at the behavior, for example, of the property sector, one can see that this ongoing uncertainty is now taking its toll. And keeping in mind that the UK economy has not been growing at a great pace. If you think of its retail sector, and certainly the property parts of its retail sector, that has been struggling. It probably won't take much to push the UK economy into a recession.
Yeah. How much of that risk premium, Dave, already priced into the markets as you see it?
It's interesting. Obviously, the interest rates are a lot lower already, so you can't really see that there's a huge risk premium in terms of the price that government's got to pay to borrow long term. Where one can see it clearly is in the behavior of sterling, where sterling has dropped 4% over the last month and could potentially drop more than that.
Absolutely, because one of the big factors to consider here is also implications for trade at the end of the day. How much disruption do you see it triggering? I mean, has it triggered already?
Well, certainly, we talk a lot about policy uncertainty in South Africa, but if you think of the policy uncertainty that faces the average business in the UK, and that could be whether it's manufacturing, whether it's those trucks that will be queuing up on both sides of the channel to try and trade, the disruption of supply chains within the manufacturing industry, but also if you think of the services industry, there's no clear-cut answer as to how things are going to pan out. It looks like a lot of the banks are already making a plan B, establishing bigger, businesses and offices in the in Europe. But it certainly is going to be disruptive.
Ripple effect on the South African economy?
It's difficult to say. Obviously, we do trade a lot with the EU, and there is a view that all this will impact negatively on South Africa. However, I still feel that, if you think of trade agreements, etc., the UK would have to look towards other areas of the world and their trade agreements. And I think we won't necessarily come out second best as far as that's concerned. But any disruption to the UK economy, it is an important trading partner, will impact on a number of sectors in South Africa. And if you think of the agricultural sector, that certainly would be one.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Dave. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Dave Moore is with Old Mutual Multi-Managers.